This new musical is hoping to tell the story of Ned Kelly in a slightly different way. Can you explain how it's hoping to achieve that?
Look, there's lots of things that are different about this retelling. I mean, first of all, that it's a musical. I think this story lends itself really well to song, simply because of the Irish influence. Obviously, Ned Kelly is from an Irish, strong Irish heritage, and the influence of song and music within that culture, and they brought it with them over to Australia, and there's lots of evidence for that, is obviously really strong. So I think that lifts it up a lot as a story, and it sets it apart, I guess, from a lot of the other Ned Kelly sort of stories that are out there.
And why do you think we tell and retell the story of Ned Kelly so much here in Australia?
That's a good question. I think it has a lot to do with kind of the Australian way of anti-authority. Obviously, a lot of us were convicts when we came over here, so I think that anti-authority voice that Australians love rings pretty true with the medium of Ned Kelly. Yeah, I think just Aussies, it appeals to the Aussie spirit in a way and draws us to him. Obviously, it's now taught in schools, and he created the legend on purpose of himself. So the stories that he left behind and the way he presented himself to all those around him, he wanted to become a legend, and he has, and I think he did it very well.
And has preparing for this role sort of changed the way you perceive this Australian myth?
It's changed it a little bit. Certainly when I was at school, I didn't have really any idea. I did a little bit of research when I left school myself, but now that I'm in a show, I mean, it's opened my eyes just to how many different versions of Ned there are out there. I mean, he's kind of, people speak through him in so many different ways. You can speak to experts who are so well-versed in Ned Kelly literature, but can't seem to agree on just about anything to do with his life. So I guess how polarizing he was really struck a chord with me. I guess also just the brutality of his nature. Like, there's no denying the fact that he killed people, and, you know, he shot people in the face. So the brutality and the realness of who he was as a roaming bushranger, and the fear that would have come with that, also kind of, it's dug me a bit into more into that reality, I guess.
Now, most people would be aware of the Heath Ledger version of the Ned Kelly film and a lot of, you know, other popular retellings. What kind of stuff can we expect from the version that you're a part of?
Well, as I said, the music is big. The Irish music is so beautiful, a 15-piece orchestra behind us really lifts it into something that hasn't really been done before, obviously, apart from the earlier production. But that's the main thing for me. Also, this, the way that the story is told, I mean, it's not completely focused on Ned. It's focused on some of the characters around him who are just as interesting as he was, including Ellen Kelly, Margaret, Catherine, so his sisters. It kind of drills into a lot of the female roles that certainly haven't been explored before, as well as the gang members as well. So a bit more of a broader stroke across a lot of the characters that surrounded Ned as well.
And the police, of course.
I can't forget the police, who it's nuanced as well. I mean, they've been demonized and in a lot of ways. I think that's unfair. There's a lot of nuance in the Ned story about whether the policemen were good or bad, and that's kind of up to the audience to decide. But, yeah.
So did you have to get a special metal helmet fitted just for your head?
yeah, I have, actually. I almost die every time I put it on. I don't know what they've got in there. There's some sort of chemical. But I certainly don't have to sing in there. I think there's a scene or two where I have it on, but Ned really didn't walk around with it on his head at all times. It was it was for special occasions only.
The songs might sound a bit tinny if you had it on.
Yeah, no, just a little bit of bit metallic, I think.
Well, Josh, we're all looking forward to seeing this musical, and hopefully it all runs smoothly for you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on.